This is Making Sense of the Media. I'm Mary Shedden with Kelly McBride with the Poynter Institute for Media Studies. A few days ago, a group of Democrats in Congress began a sit-in on the chamber floor, protesting the end of the House session without a vote on gun control measures. Republican House Speaker Paul Ryan called the protest a publicity stunt and gaveled the session to a close. And by law, cameras that broadcast the session live on C-SPAN were turned off. But the protest continued, and video of it was being shared worldwide thanks to Twitter and Facebook apps on the cell phones of several House members. The Periscope and Facebook Live streaming features ended up being the only source of video of the sit-in. And as a result, networks from C-SPAN to CNN started streaming the grainy images to the public. Now, Kelly, this isn't the first time the party in charge turned out the lights when they didn't want to vote. Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi pulled a similar move in 2008 when she was House Speaker. But video streaming apps weren't around back then, right?
Right. And so the person who gets to turn off the cameras now in the House chamber doesn't have nearly the power that he or she used to have. The House agreed on these rules that when the House wasn't in session, the cameras would be turned off. And so the Speaker gaveled the session closed, the protests started, the cameras turned off. And when this happened in 2008, we had to find out about it the next day. There were some television cameras that were reporting from outside, but you can't just take a camera in, a television camera, into the chamber. When you turn off the cameras, if nobody can get images out, your publicity stunt, as Paul Ryan called it, doesn't work very well. Now that everybody has a camera and the ability to distribute it through these live streaming apps, that power is gone.
The Wall Street Journal has reported that Facebook is paying media organizations $5 million to stream live video on their Facebook pages. Why is that so important to them?
Facebook really believes that the future of engagement is tied up in live streaming. They want you and me to spend more time on Facebook. In order to get critical mass around this idea, they are paying news organizations to stream content because they want people to get used to the idea.
This is probably a really good example for Facebook of how live streaming can really have a powerful impact.
Right. You know, the thing that got a lot of attention a couple weeks ago was Chewbacca Lady.
Yeah.
If you didn't see it, just Google it. It's hilarious. You have the whole spectrum right there, right? You have politicians protesting the way our government is being run. And then you have crazy, hysterical lady with her Chewbacca mask in her car all by herself, just laughing her head off.
That also points to the fact that anyone can report live news. Are we going to be seeing a lot more citizen journalists sharing stories this kind of way?
Absolutely. We already are. I mean, some of the people who were in the Pulse nightclub when the shooting started were Snapchatting what was happening. Last year, when a bomb went off at a shrine in Bangkok, a man was periscoping the immediate aftermath. So there's enormous implications for this. And we haven't really, as an industry or a society, developed best practices. We're just sort of making it up as we go, which is what C-SPAN and Fox News and CNN did when they plugged into the live streams of those U.S. representatives who were documenting the protest.
And it may have been the most fascinating stuff ever on C-SPAN.
Oh, come on. I've been on C-SPAN. I thought I was pretty fascinating.
Kelly McBride, you're always fascinating when you're here. Thanks again for being with us.
You're welcome.